all in the down the dangerous highways. He's kept us from all harm and danger. He's kept us.
He's a good God.
He watched over us and kept us.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah, praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
He should feel good on this morning. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, God. Yes, and that's why I say, I tell you, this song, it just keeps playing. Because, you know, I know I have a right.
Mm-hmm. I know you got
a right. And I know I have a right to praise the Lord.
That's right. That's right.
Yes.
God, hallelujah. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus. The Lord has blessed me. And he's kept me. I have a right to praise the Lord. The Lord has blessed me, and he's kept me. I have a right to praise the Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Lord has blessed me.
Yes.
And he's kept me. I have a right to praise the Lord. Yes. Lord has blessed me.
Oh, yes.
And he's kept me. I have a right to praise the Lord.
Oh, oh yes, Lord.
When I think of the goodness of Jesus,
yes.
I have a right to praise the Lord. My soul cries out, hallelujah. I have a right to praise the Lord has blessed me. I have a right. Praise the Lord. Yes, the Lord has blessed me. And he's dead. I have a right to praise the Lord.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord.
I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me. You know what? My soul cries out. Hallelujah. I have a right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God.
I do have a right to give you that right. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Bless your name.
God gave us that right. And he gave us his son, Jesus. And Jesus gave us that right. Use of his name, he said, ask anything in my name.
Yes, Lord.
And the Father will do it for you.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you. Thank you. We thank you. Pastor, bless your name, Pastor.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready, Pastor? I know he's ready.
Bless the Lord. Bless his very name, bless his holy name.
Hallelujah.
He's a wonderful God.
Amen.
And I thank him for yet another day.
Thank you, Lord.
And bring us together one more time on Zoom.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Yeah. That people see what we did, and I'm glad about
it. Thank you, Lord.
Just to say, this is the day the Lord has made.
Yes.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Anybody glad to be in today?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For keeping us here. In his day, because this is his day. It's a good day.
It is.
So we're still blessed and highly favored with friends, benefits, and overflow.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And so we're glad to be able to speak to you one more time.
Amen.
Thank
you, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is wonderful. He is mighty and loving and kind.
Yes, he is. Thank you, God.
So thank him for this day.
Thank you, Lord.
In the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, yes, my strength and my redeemer.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
To move into the word. Now, our scripture text coming out of the book of John, St. John, 8th chapter. St. John, 8th chapter. Are we there?
Amen.
John 8 chapter, verse 1.
Amen.
Jesus went into the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning, he came again into the temple, and all the people came into him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought to him a woman taken in adultery, and when they had set her in the midst of him, they said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now, Moses and the law command us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said to tempt him, and they might have a to accuse them. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Thank God. Verse 9. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the least, at the elders, even to the less. And Jesus said, and Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When you tell somebody that Jesus will forgive.
Jesus
will
forgive.
We living in the world well, getting worse and worse. Things are happening to us. Cause one to get upset with another person. And some of us even parted company because of that dealing with one another. And we tend to hold grudges rather than letting them go. And we're always pointing out some of the worst in us rather than the good that God put in us. Everything got some good in it.
Amen.
The word said God made everything, and everything he made was good and very good.
Uh-huh.
But we have a sin to smother the goodness in us.
Uh-huh.
And had let loose the evil that's in us.
Yes.
When God made us, he didn't make us, when God made the original man, he didn't make him with any evil in him.
That's right.
It was all good.
All good.
And it was later when on in life that man became evil by allowing the devil to confuse them and to trick them into thinking that they can be as God.
That's right.
And God, when he made man, he gave him free will.
Uh-huh.
And so, even though we didn't have evil in us, that was God put a tree in the midst of the garden that we could have a choice.
Amen.
To choose evil or to choose good.
Yes.
There was a tree of life in the garden, mm-hmm. and the tree of good and evil.
Amen.
Was there. And when man ate from the tree of good and evil, the tree called the tree of knowledge, when he ate from that tree, it caused death, sickness, and all of the bad things to come into existence. Because he chose to live by evil, rather than live by love. God then banished man from the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept man kept as the world got bigger and bigger. It is for the population is concerned. Now, sin got so bad that God had to destroy the first world and give us another chance.
Amen.
I'm glad that he is the God.
Thank you, Lord.
Another chance.
Praise God.
Aren't you glad that he is the God of another chance?
Yes.
We just think things get it right.
Yes.
We always doing it wrong. Uh-huh. And we for some reason, we just seem to be drawn to evil.
Uh-huh.
Rather than to drawn to doing the good. We want but we, man started sinning, and sin has taken over in the world.
Yes, yes.
Today.
That's right.
And they're doing everything they're big enough to do.
Uh-huh.
And more. And we got to keep in mind, we got to repent.
Amen.
In order to get sin out of our lives. Repent.
Got to repent.
Yes.
You can't do nothing else to get it out of your life other than repent.
That's right. Amen.
So all you got to do is ask.
Amen.
And believe, and it's yours.
Yes.
And God didn't ask us to explain anything.
Tell it, Pastor.
He didn't ask you to beg for anything. All you got to do is open your mouth and ask.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And he said, ask,
and it shall receive,
and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find.
The door will be
knock, and the door will be open.
So
just ask him to forgive.
Amen.
And don't try to cover it up.
Yeah, Pastor.
Oh, that is not, that's a ploy of the devil.
That's right.
Don't try to dress it up. That's the devil trying to keep you from repentance.
Yeah.
And so we think if I tell my version of it, I'll be justified.
Amen.
But it's not so. Tell somebody not so.
Not so.
Okay. You can't dress it up and be and cause it to be fixed up, or the problem to be solved. You got to confess your sin. And scripture that was read in today's lesson, that if we confess our sins,
yes,
God is faithful.
Faithful and just.
And just.
To forgive us.
To forgive us of our sins.
Amen.
And to cleanse us, not of some,
But all.
But cleanse us of all.
Amen.
Our sins.
Amen.
And all sin and last clean.
Yes.
To God forgive man for. Except the last clean of the Holy Ghost. Because there's only one sin that he won't forgive you for. Blasphemy of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Amen. Everything else he will forgive you for.
Amen.
Okay. That's the scripture. I know sometimes we have heard in the past that he won't forgive you for blasphemy of the Holy Ghost and self-murder. But that's not the scripture.
It's not in scripture.
The scripture says forgive for everything except blasphemy against the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That he won't forgive you for in this world, not the world to come.
Amen.
Amen.
So that means that self murder can't be forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And but all you got to do is ask.
Amen.
Confess your sins. You don't tell him why you did it.
Amen.
He already know why you did it.
Yes. Amen.
And going back to the first sin, he said, Adam, what have you done? Instead of Adam telling him what he'd done, he tried to push it off on somebody else.
Yeah.
He said, in fact, he tried to push it off on God himself.
That woman you gave me.
That woman you gave him.
Okay.
She did eat and invited me to, and I ate too.
Yeah, but she didn't make it.
Okay. In other words, saying that if you hadn't given that woman, I wasn't a sin. So many words in saying God is your fault.
Tell it, Pastor.
You gave it to him.
That's right.
and I listened to her.
Yes.
You will say, well, I did because so-and-so was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
They did it. I ought to be able to do it too.
Uh-huh.
We got to stop being envious of one another.
Amen.
Yes.
Try a bit to take, do everything somebody else is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is not made for you to do.
That's right.
Okay. But it's there for you to make a choice.
Amen.
Choosing you this day,
mm-hmm.
whom you will serve.
Yes.
Choosing is the Lord or serve the devil.
Amen.
There's only two. You either choose one or the other.
Yes.
And you can't love two of them.
Amen.
And have two masters of love. You either love one and hate the other.
Amen.
So you got to choose to do what the words say.
Yes.
It gives you good and it gives you evil.
Mm-hmm.
Make the choice.
Yes.
Okay. So that is life or death.
Mm-hmm.
Choose ye. And it suggests that you choose death every time. Okay. And that's the sin that's in the world. We try to cover things.
Bail it, Pastor.
Than admit that we've been wrong. You can't be right all the time.
Amen.
Amen.
You're not right none of the time if you ain't follow the word. Okay. So, but we argue with one another, trying to get your point over, see your side, your view, and to make people think that you're the right one and somebody else the wrong one.
Mm-hmm.
But all you got to do is hold your peace.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Let God work it out for you.
Amen.
Okay. He tells the
be still.
Know that I'm God.
Yes. Amen.
He will forgive you of your sin.
Yes, he will.
The word tells you that if a person is overtaken in a fault, he that is spiritually minded, then restore that person back to grace. So, but when we find out somebody's been doing something wrong, we don't try to get them restored. We come throw more gasoline on the fire and make it worse. Okay? But we're supposed to get the person back into the faith. And all we got to do is say to them, confess that you're wrong. Ask the Lord to forgive you of your wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else is going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of we doing that, we do like Adam said, that woman you gave me. And then God asked Eve. Eve said, the snake, the serpent.
Mm-hmm.
And so the serpent didn't have nobody to put it on. He just had to take the book. And which was his fault in the first place, because he's the one who told the first lie. Okay. Now, lie, every time you try to deceive somebody, that's a lie. Sure. So if you done something wrong, and you try to cover it up, that's wrong.
Yeah.
That's a lie. Because that's being found to be deceitful.
Mm-hmm.
The devil is a deceiver.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
and he's a master of deceit.
Mm-hmm. Man.
He make they look like they're holier than thou.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that God is every hope.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. He is everything. He will forgive.
Yes.
But you got to ask for forgiveness.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
And so stop trying to cover it up. Stop trying to dress it up. Not try to raise it down and Amen. Just admit that you've done wrong.
Amen.
Even though you don't see it.
Tell it,
and
person.
The reason you don't see it because the devil got you blinded. Amen. He blinded you so to your wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of saying, forgive me, we'll spend our whole hour trying to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
And all he had to do was say, forgive me. Admit that you are not perfect.
That's right.
That you may have done something that you don't realize you've done.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the reason you don't realize you have done it, the devil got you blinded to your wrong.
Amen.
So we got to watch ourselves.
Yes.
And make sure that we are doing things as the word said do.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to deal with people the way you want them to deal with you.
Amen.
Don't try to argue your point. Just hand it, give it to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He's already paying this. All you have to do is to accept.
Amen.
Amen.
And be what God will have you to be.
Yes.
In his presence.
Uh-huh.
And so Jesus had been coming down to the Mount of Olives. And while he was there, he began to teach. He sat down amongst them.
Mm-hmm.
In the temple that morning, mm-hmm. early in the morning.
Yes.
And he brought them into the temple there and sat down and taught them. And the scribes and the Pharisees came also. And they brought to him a woman that was taken into adultery. And she was taken in adultery, and when they had set her in the midst, they said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now, here we said that earlier that if a person be overtaken in a fault, try to get them restored. But these people were concerned about getting them restored. They wanted to see somebody punished.
Amen.
And that's the way we are today, right?
Amen.
We want people punished. Okay? And we want it done right then. Okay. So here they come, bringing this lady that they said was caught in adultery in the very act. Okay. So that means that if she was caught in adultery in the very act, that means the man was there.
Man.
As well as the woman. Amen.
Amen.
But they only bought the woman. She can't commit adultery by herself.
Amen.
And the law says they were to bring both the man and the woman. But here they come, bringing just the man. But I'm bringing just the woman. And they trying to set up Jesus to get him on the snag. And, but Jesus, knowing them, when they brought there, he just stooped down on the ground and began to write with his finger. Okay, now he's writing with that pointing finger. They came with the lady pointing the finger at her, this woman. Okay. So Jesus, they were using it to condemn the woman, but Jesus was using that same finger to set her free. Right. So what are you saying, Pastor? You got in you everything you need to have.
Yeah, that Pastor.
To be delivered in this world and to live holy. You have everything in you. And that's in that you need have to overcome the evil that's also in you. With that same finger that they use for pointing at her fault, that same finger Jesus was writing on the ground.
Amen.
Okay, for her deliverance. And because they said that they kept on talking to them and telling them. And Jesus won't say nothing but writing on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept right on at it. You know how it is. Ain't you gonna do nothing?
Amen.
And you trying your best to hold your peace. But somebody on the outside that's urging you on.
Mm-hmm.
If I were you, I wouldn't take that no longer.
Tell it, Pastor.
If I were you, I will knock him the next week. But here we find Jesus not saying a word. Okay. So they said, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now, in the law of Moses, the command that said that she should be stoned. And we brought you to see what you're going to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if they could find a file from the stump, the law of Moses, they didn't have to bring it to Jesus. They could do it right by themselves.
Teach it, Pastor, teach it.
But somebody want, we always want somebody else involved to cover our dirty laundry. But we need to realize it all is on you. And you can't use nobody else's fault.
Mm-hmm.
But to make yours justified. Your fault, your fault. And you got to bear your own burden. What to do? So confess and Jesus will forgive you. So they said that to tempt him. So Jesus again bent down and they kept on talking to him. Jesus then said, and he stood up and said, let he that's among you first cast, that's without sin, first cast the stone. Anybody out there sinless? And the scripture earlier said that If we say we don't have no sin, we lying.
Amen.
Okay. So in order to get rid of that sin, you got to get to go to Jesus. And then know that it is you that is sin. And you the one that broke the law. And the law is God's law. David said it's his sin that he's done against God. Because the law is God's law.
Amen.
So whenever you sin, it is not against the person you did it to, but it's done to the Lord. Whatever you do in sin and word or deed, whatever you do in word or deed, do it as unto the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So whenever you think you're doing it to me, you're doing it unto the Lord. And so, but Jesus will forgive it.
Amen.
Okay. All you got to do is admit, own up to your wrong. Even though you may think you didn't do it.
Amen.
It's not going to hurt you to commit. It's better for you ask for forgiveness and not need it than to have need to have asked and didn't do it.
Amen.
Because the word says your sins are forgiven as you forgive those that trespass against you.
Yes.
So as you pray and do this, it says forgive us this day our daily bread and forgive us our sins. And first question, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Therefore, you don't get forgiven until those that you hold the sin over their head, you forgive them. You got to forgive first.
Amen.
Now, Jesus stooped back down and kept whatever writing. The scripture doesn't say what he wrote, but I can imagine he would write down the different sins on the ground. And the person seeing them, their sin on the ground left from the oldest person leaving first down to the least. And one by one, they couldn't condemn them. And we can't condemn one another.
Amen.
Okay, all we're doing is wasting time. Jesus didn't condemn them.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Jesus is the only one without sin. And he didn't accuse the woman. He didn't carry out the act against her. He just forgave her. Okay. So as they left one by one, Jesus continued to write on the ground. And then he looks up and see nobody standing there but him and a woman. And he said, woman, has no man condemned thee? And she said, no, Lord, no man. He said, then I won't forgive you either. I won't condemn you either.
Amen.
Go and sin no more.
Yes.
Jesus will forgive.
Yes.
I'm glad about it because I was seeking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. But the master of the sea heard in my despairing cry. And from that water, he lifted me. Today I'm saved. Lord Jesus, all my burdens.
Yes, Lord.
And the heat of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus carried my sin and was nailed to the cross.
Yes.
Jesus hung, bled, and died for my sin.
Yes.
So all I got to do is ask.
Lord.
And he will forgive.
Yes.
Dead man and man sin. All you have to do is confess your fault. Admit your sin. You see, you can't be forgiven of the sin until you admit that you did a sin.
Yes, Lord.
You're not going to ask for forgiveness of stuff that you don't believe you've done.
Tell it.
So you got to just admit, Lord, if I didn't do that, I fell short somewhere. For forgive me of all my sin. Whatever I've done this day is not pleasing in your sight. Forgive me.
Give me, Lord.
And everything will be all right.
Lord.
Jesus said, when we confess it, he was faithful.
Yes.
And he was just.
Man.
Forgive us of all our sins. Not just some of them, but all our sins.
Yeah.
He forgive us of every one of them. Now you may hold it, but Jesus forgave it. And that's what counts.
Yes.
Burning with that unquenchable fire. So you need to forgive.
Yes.
So that you can escape that eternal flame. You need to forgive so you can go back to the place that Jesus went to prepare for us. To go into heaven is forgiveness.
Yes, amen.
But Jesus died and paid the price for us. Jesus now set the woman free. Hallelujah. And told her to sin no more. But we know that she probably sinned again. Because she's still human.
Yeah.
But what you need to do is, as you do it, you need to repent.
Amen.
And the law is removed from you once you forgive. Being forgiven. And that taking Christ in your life as Lord and Savior, the law is removed from you and your sin. As sin gets bigger in our life, grace is even bigger to cover it for us. It's grace that saves us. It's grace, not by our works, but by grace. We are saved.
Amen.
My time is up. Jesus, remember, Jesus forgive.
Yes.
He will. And he's already paid for it.
Amen.
And bought your forgiveness for you by the shedding of his blood.
Yes.
For the wages of sin is death.
Mm-hmm.
The gift of God is the eternal life.
Thank you, Lord.
And he's already died and paid for our sin. We can get it just by confessing that you've been a sinner.
Amen.
And ask the Lord to forgive you. Live in your heart that he's done just that. Mm-hmm. And you are saved.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Best it. And he said, not only will he forgive it, but he will wash it. And make it clean.
Amen.
He go out to wash away all the stain.
Mm-hmm.
Sin. So you don't have to feel guilty anymore.
Amen.
You know that you're saved by his grace.
Amen.
Saved. Mm-hmm. His glory divine.
Amen.
Amen. I bless you and have a smile for you.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you.
Thank you for the word.
Good word.
Thank you. Thank you for the word.
And no matter what it is you've done, you may not want to forgive, but Jesus will.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Through it all,
I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Rudo.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's the word this morning. Our Sunday school lesson kind of tied in with the word on this morning.
To God be the glory.
God be the glory. What do you think about that, Deacon Wayne?
Amen.
It just tied right in. Mm-mm-mm. I do thank God for each
boy
on this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone that tuned in this morning to the worship service on this morning. My sister-in-law, I thank you so much. And I was so glad that you were able to join us.
Amen.
Amen.
I may the grace of God, speak communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and the Bible is 9-4 and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.